Well, Patsy, this is an unfortunate situation for Mark English. He's going to miss out in the National Championships over an Athletics Ireland ruling that he has to isolate for 14 days, despite what the latest government guidelines are suggesting in the Green List, a suggestion which the country and that we're talking about is Italy. But first of all, I suppose everything's going through the emotions with Mark English from last night and even today. Anger, disappointment, frustration, it's all there. It's all part of it.
Oh, absolutely. And it's seriously concerning because, you know, this is Mark English defending his title, 8 titles, an elite athlete, Olympic athlete. And, you know, as you rightly say, and I've been making this point through last night and this morning to media people, Oisin, is clearly that the government guidelines, which everybody in athletics has followed over the period, suggest that there's a green list, a list of countries, and from those countries there's no requirement to isolate or indeed to quarantine or anything else. And this is just an Athletics Ireland rule, which they threw out there in May. And of course we were aware of it. We're not denying that we weren't aware of it. And you know, it's hard to fathom because there was a lockdown on in May. There was nothing moving, and life has changed, thankfully, to an extent. And I have to emphasise that, you know, consistently, not only Mark English, but the world of athletics has stuck to the guidelines, and the government guidelines, that is. So it's very disappointing. And you know what? It's very poor preparation for an athlete. He will appeal, and we talked about this last night, myself and Mark, but he will appeal, but, you know, it's not great preparation either, you know, and it's not great encouragement for an athlete whose season has been banjaxed as it stands, and, you know, he's got to hold an Olympic dream for another year and try and get his act together and, you know, prepare. So, look, that's where we're at.
Yeah, I suppose the fact that somebody like Dundalk, Patsy, can go and play a match in Europe during the week and are able to line out later this evening in the Premier Division, that's sort of an indication of where sport is at. But it's obvious that Athletics Ireland have not moved on in that direction. Has there been any reasoning from AIA why they have not moved on?
No. There's no reasoning from AIA, you know, and there's no encouragement from AIA either, I should say. You know, it's just we're sticking to the rules. There will be no exceptions. That seems to be their line. Obviously, there's a big swell of opinion out there that's given them a bit of a hammering, but at the same time, you know, the decision was made, and they seem to be saying, right, we made a decision, we're going to stick to it, and the athlete knew. And to be honest, yes, of course the athlete knew, and yeah, of course they made a decision, and I've just gone over all that, so yeah, that's it. Yes, you said about Dundalk, obviously, exactly, 100%. Dundalk went out and played during the week in Lithuania, exactly the same situation. Lithuania is on the green list. There was no requirement by the FIA, or indeed the government, that they should go into quarantine. So, I mean, what's the difference? I mean, it's Irish sport at the end of the day, and it's elite Irish sport. It's the top end of Irish sport and within the country. And you know, why? That's just what I'm asking. Why Athletics Ireland? What's this big deal? You know.
Yeah, and I suppose afterwards as well, Patsy, when it broke that Mark English and indeed another athlete, Nadia Power, would not be going to the Nationals due to this isolation situation, I think some of the language used by the CEO is questionable, given the fact that Mark English is an elite athlete.
Well, I might ask, I mean, as a professional approach to athletics in all his life, and you know, that's the CEO made the comment that when he was hit with the Dundalk situation, that they were professional to a point, and that, you know, and we, this was an amateur sport. And that, to me, I just completely resented that comment, because you know, everything about the elite athletes in this country, from Kieran McGean to Tom Barr to Mark English to Brendan Boyce and them all, they're totally and absolutely professional in what they do and how they approach the sport and what they do. So, I mean, I just can't get over that, you know. And I see today on social media he's getting a bit of a hammering on that, and I'd say through the week he will as well, because that's just not on.